This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Okay, give us a mini.
I got a mini. Now, good. You're a fan of a banana every now and then, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So cheap.
Nothing.
Like
so
the only cheap,
cheap thing so
left.
Plentiful, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise you to know that there's blood baked into every banana that comes to the grocery store, correct?
Oh, no, that would surprise me.
Oh.
You said that.
Okay. Well, this story comes from Salon. It is an article. Sorry, I'm just moving this so I think I get a little bit less reverb or echo from it.
I thought you had cheesies.
I wish I had cheesies. No. This article comes from Salon, posted on July 11th, 2024, written by Nandika Chatterjee. Title, Chiquita found liable for paying off right-wing death squads that killed labor organizers in Colombia.
This has to, I hope this doesn't have to do with bananas. I hope this is just totally
Chelsea,
you decided to talk about bananas first, yeah, and then this is different.
It was just a conversation starter, because that's what we're good at. People know that.
Yeah.
Chiquita's actually a gorilla that lives at the zoo. Very influential.
I love that name for a gorilla, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So, Chelsea, are you familiar with the sticker that's on all the bananas with the lady with the fruit hat? The Chiquita sticker?
Now I'm feeling nervous.
Okay.
You're asking me that.
Chiquita Brands International, the banana giant, has been found liable for funding a right-wing Colombian paramilitary organization, the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, AUC, that targeted labor organizers and must now pay $38.8 million in damages, Al Jazeera reported.
Okay, and what's that, like 5% of their profits a year, maybe?
Oh God, no, not even.
Yeah, okay. Didn't like that sentence.
Quote, this historic ruling marks the first time that an American jury has held a major U.S. corporation liable for complicity in serious human rights abuses in another country. End quote. According to a press release from the plaintiff, Earth Rights International.
I'm sorry, I laughed. I laughed because this is the first time. Mm-hmm. And how many times have we talked about what corporations
It's probably the for. Only time, too. Let's face it.
They're going after the big banana.
Yeah, big banana. Which is why the gorillas in the zoo are doing it. Big Chiquita. Anyhow, in 2007, Chiquita admitted in a sentencing agreement to paying the AUC protection money from 2001 to 2004, though company representatives insisted it was a victim of extortion. And my God, if you knew the history of the Banana Republics, which has to completely do with Chiquita, you would laugh at the fact that they're saying they're being extorted. Oh, yeah.
Chiquita and Banana Republic.
But the whole idea of a Banana Republic is a place that the Americans toppled. So they have a dictator that was very friendly to banana farmers.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah, this whole episode is blowing my mind right now.
And it's just
it's
a mini.
It's only a mini.
Yeah. So a U.S. court ordered it to pay a $25 million fine, the National Security Archives noted, and no executives who authorized the payments were identified, much less prosecuted. A six-week-long trial at a federal court in Florida included testimonies from families of victims, Colombian military officials, and Chiquita executives. Quote, testifying on May 14th, Evans described the 1006 summary he created for the plaintiffs tracking 10 years of Chiquita's paramilitary payments and based exclusively on thousands of internal records produced by Chiquita in the case. End quote. The National Security Archive noted, quote, Evans explained how he sorted through thousands of payments request forms, security situation reports, spreadsheets, auditing documents, depositions, legal memoranda, and other documents from Chiquita's own internal records to create the summary, which tracks over 100 payments to the AUC, most of them funneled through Convivir, self-defense groups that acted as legal fronts for the paramilitaries, end quote. The claim against Chiquita is the company still paid the AUC nearly $2 million despite knowing that the paramilitary group was engaged in considerable violence, kidnapping, extortion, torture, forced disappearances, and murder.
Oh my god.
The West Palm Beach trial only focused on the 9 of the cases brought against Chiquita by victims of AUC violence among hundreds. The jury found the company liable in 8 of the cases presented. I'm very curious about the 9th then.
That is crazy. Bananas.
It is bananas, I agree.
Yeah.
The verdict does not bring back the husbands and sons who were killed, but it sets the record straight and places accountability for funding terrorism where it belongs, at Chiquita's doorsteps, said Agnieszka Friesman, a lawyer who represented the plaintiffs, the New York Times reported. According to jurors, Chiquita has failed to act as a reasonable business person, and the company had knowingly provided substantial assistance to the AUC that created a foreseeable risk to harm to others. And the company had failed to prove that AUC threatened it or they had, quote, no reasonable alternative, end quote, to paying AUC. Chiquita has vowed to appeal the decision and, quote, the situation in Colombia was tragic for so many. However, that does not change our belief that there is no legal basis for these claims, the company said in a statement per the Times. So that's the end of the story.
Except that they've been found liable.
In court, yes.
In court, yes.
That's such a low standard, court.
And I just want to say, I just did a quick Google, and I have bananas in my kitchen right now because they're so cheap. And now I'm like, oh no.
There's literally nothing that's cheap except for bananas.
Why are they so cheap? But now I'm hoping they are not Chiquita bananas.
They're definitely Chiquita bananas.
And their headquarters are in Switzerland.
Yep.
But they're an American, it literally says.
Yep.
They're an American company.
Yep. And Chelsea, you should look up what name Chiquita went by prior to the 1990s.
Yeah. United Fruit Co.
Yep, and you should look up the history of United Fruit Co. and how they toppled so many democratically elected Central American countries, the Americans, on behalf of United Fruit Co., so that they could just get free land in them. Ecuador, Guatemala, that's just off the top of my head, the two that they did, they put a dictatorship in place for.
So it sounds like we need to do an episode on Bib Banana.
I thought it was common knowledge, but we might have to do a banana episode.
Oh no, I didn't know anything about this. I thought the bananas that I eating had no blood on their hands.
Okay.
That's why they're so cheap.
Also, I do like the fact that a bushel of bananas is called a hand. So good play on words there. This is not the first time Banana Republic has come up in this series either.
It has not.
We have brought up Banana Republic.
It has not.
Okay.
When? Tell me precisely when.
I also. I would have to look back, but I'm fairly certain it has come up before. I also do just want to point out that I find it very interesting that they're saying they were being extorted by AUC to pay them. And the AUC was murdering unions. Not business people, but you know, in fact, the very essence of enemies of business people. So what a weird coincidence.
It's very weird, and if anything, I believe Big Banana. No, I can't! I can't after this episode. I will never look at bananas the same.
That's... okay.
Now that I know that bananas are called a hand, I will...
A hand of bananas.
To look at them.
That's when they're grouped together. It's a hand.
Yeah, they look like fingers.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
And they got blood on those fingers.
No.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Anyhow, so much blood. Weird dictatorship problems. I thought this was common knowledge. Apparently we might have to do an episode on it, but it will not be in the next 48 hours. But you do still need to come back for it.
Well, not. Oh, yeah. Eventually for that, and in 48 hours for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just leave you with crunching ice.